Chapter 6. The Guardian of Devotion and His Divine Servitor by Chidandi Bhikshu Sri Bhakti Anand Sagar. Sri Sri Guru Gaurangau Jayataha. Gurbhavista Supurakang Guru Ganair Ashisha Sambhushitang Chintya Chintya Samastaveda Nipunang Sri Rupa Pantanugang Govinda Bidham Ujvalang Varatanang Bhaktyanvitang Sundarang Vande Vishva Guruncha Dibya Bhagavat Premnohi Bija Pradang. Naomi Sri Guru Padabjang Yatira Jeshvareshvaram Sri Bhakti Rakshakam Srila Sridha Swaminang Sada. The Guardian of Devotion. Bhakti means devotion, and Rakshak means guardian. Situated within the holy province known by the devotees as Gaura Mandal, the humble village of Hapanya has now become a cherished place of pilgrimage for theistic scholars and pilgrims the world over. Small wonder, since it is the holy place of the advent of Om Vishnupad Astutarasata Sri Srimad Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, the great grandfather of all the faithful Vaishnava Chidandi Sannyasis, the grand preceptor of the divine nectarian message of Sri Gaurangadev. This great saintly personage made his glorious advent at Sripat Hapanya of Raradesh in 1894 of the Christian calendar. The formidable scholar Sri Yukta Upendra Chandra Bhattacharya Vidyaratna Mahodaya and Srimati Gauri Devi were both unalloyed pure souls imbued with righteousness and devotion for the Supreme Lord Hari. At the fitting auspicious moment, Srila Guru Maharaj made his advent, choosing them as his father and mother, and revealing the advent of his divine pastimes to the world. They named their beloved son Sri Ramendra Chandra Bhattacharya. In 1923, he was attracted by the grace of Sri Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, and at the Gaudiya Math situated at No. 1 Ultadingi Junction Road, Calcutta, he heard Sri Srila Prabhupada's holy talks of the Supreme Lord. Not long after that, in December of 1926, with full surrender, he joined Sri Gaudiya Math. The natural attraction for the Nama Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Dev that Srila Guru Maharaj had felt since his very childhood now bloomed into the resplendent personality of Chidandi Sannyasi Sri Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj at the behest of Sri Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Srila Prabhupada conferred the holy order of sannyas, name and title, upon Srila Sridhar Maharaj in the year 1930, having marked his profound expertise and depth of divine realization in the holy scriptural theistic conclusions, thus recognizing him as a veritable guardian of devotion. Srila Prabhupada further solidified this recognition upon hearing Srila Sridhar Maharaj's Sanskrit composition, Sri Bhaktivinod Viraha Dashakam, when he endorsed the holy poem as a direct inspiration of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Srila Sridhar Maharaj took a prominent part in the founding, organizing and preaching of many of the Sri Gaudiya Maths of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami all over India. As a climax to his divine affection and blessings to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, during the last days of Srila Prabhupada's manifest pastimes in this world, Srila Prabhupada had Srila Sridhar Maharaj sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada to him, which is well known as the most venerated and adored prayer of the entire Gaudiya Sampradaya. By this action, we can know Srila Prabhupada's indomitable confidence in his guardian of devotion as the future captain of the Sri Rupanuga Sampradaya, or divine succession of faithful followers of Sri Chaitanya Dev in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. And who could doubt this? The nectarian river of Sanskrit and Bengali devotional compositions and commentaries that flowed from his pen stand as great monuments in the line of Sri Chaitanya Dev. In his latter years, some hundreds of disciples of the late world preacher Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj flocked to Sri Nabadeep Dham to hear the holy informal talks and advices of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And from tape recordings of those talks, many English publications reached to the Western public, scholars and devotees. The wholehearted acceptance of his divine delivery and those transcendental works by the genuine devotees is irrevocable, not only by dint of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj's openly avowed acceptance of Srila Sridhar Maharaj as his Siksha Guru, but simply by the strength of their own spiritual merit. Therefore, thousands of sincere seekers from all over the world also flocked to the lotus feet of Srila Sridhar Maharaj to become surrendered disciples of the guardian of devotion. The second part of the article, His Divine Servitor. Om Vishnupad Ashtatarasata Sri Srimad Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj made his appearance in this world on 17th of December 1929 at Bamunpara, district Burdwan, only about 6 miles from Sri Pathapanya, where his beloved Gurudev made his advent, also situated in the holy area of Gauramandal. Revealing his pastimes to the conditioned souls of this worldly plane, at the tender age of only 17 years, Srila Govinda Maharaj manifest his coming to the lotus feet of his Gurudev, Sri Srila Sridhar Maharaj, in April 1947, on the holy appearance day of Sri Nrisimhadev, Nrisimha Chaturdashi. If any of the dear readers of this short article have had the opportunity of hearing directly from other stalwart veteran disciples of Srila Guru Maharaj, which it has been the fortune of the humble writer to have done so on many occasions, such as Sripad Bhakti Prasun Aranya Maharaj, Sripad Hari Charan Brahmachari Seva Ketan Prabhu, Sri Yukta Krishnamayi Devi, Sri Yukta Romarani Devi, and also Srila Guru Maharaj's own revered brothers and disciples, Sri Yukta Satyendra Chandra Bhattacharya, Sri Yukta Amarendra Nath Bhattacharya, and others. Any fortunate soul will be able to trace the unbroken line of continuous, unalloyed, intimate, divine affection that Srila Guru Maharaj bestowed upon Srila Govinda Maharaj, and continues to eternally bestow, from his holy abode in the Nitya Leela, the eternal divine pastimes. On the Amavasya, dark moon, day of 12th of August 1988, when Srila Guru Maharaj silently took his form of holy samadhi at his beloved place of bhajan, Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math, Nabadeep Dham, at that time all the devotees felt that the exalted moon had disappeared from their vision. Yet, by his divine grace, Srila Guru Maharaj had already foreseen the devotees' need for uninterrupted light for the smooth continuation of their devotional services. And therefore, 3 years before he conferred the holy order of Chidanda Sannyas upon Srila Govinda Maharaj, naming him as his illustrious successor, as the guiding light to perfectly ensure that no darkness could enter into his sampradaya, divine succession. The illustrious acharyas, or divine preceptors, have often been described to be as brilliant as the sun. Their divine dispensation of Harikatha and Harikirtan are as the life-giving rays of the supreme sun, giving life and warmth to all creatures, moving and stationary. They are the merciful bestowers of the very kernel of love divine for the Supreme Lord, which is the absolute life of all that lives. Dibya Bhagavat Premnohi Bija Pradang. In this way, it was no surprise that the faithful, loving devotees of Srila Guru Maharaj could only receive with great transcendental joy the appearance in the Gaudiya firmament of Jagat Guru Gaudiya Bhaskaracharya Srila Sri Bhaktisunda Govinda Maharaj. In the personage of his dear most divine servitor, Srila Guru Maharaj had long before selected our future guardian. No doubt, Srila Sridhar Maharaj named Srila Govinda Maharaj as the successor President Acharya in his last will and testament in the year of 1985. Perhaps a lesser known fact is that he made his first will in 1964, and there also he hinted that he would name Govinda Maharaj as his successor President Acharya. In every subsequent will he made, the last one being the fourth, his choice of his successor never changed. And even above and beyond the legal aspect of his choice, in the plane of transcendental service, we find, again, a fact confirmed by the above-mentioned most revered faithful veteran devotees of Srila Guru Maharaj. Within only a matter of a few days after Srila Govinda Maharaj's initial approach to the lotus feet of Srila Sridhar Maharaj in 1947, Srila Sridhar Maharaj remarked, "He will be my successor." This is also a fact which was witnessed by many of the venerable veteran sannyasi godbrothers of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, all of whom held Srila Sridhar Maharaj in the highest transcendental regard without exception. Thus they also showered their unreserved blessings, Guru Ganair Ashisha Sambhushitang, upon his selected successor. Highly learned in Sanskrit and Bengali, Srila Govinda Maharaj has, as did his illustrious Gurudev, given us many divine prayers and songs most valuable to the cultivation of our spiritual life. These untiring services have, as we have seen with our own eyes, ever fulfilled the divine desires of Sri Gurudev. Gurbhavishta Supurakam. It is my prayer, and I am also justly confident, that in the future we shall see more and more important publications, such as this Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion 4, by His Grace, embodying the Harikatha of both Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj in all languages of the world. With this prayer, I beg to offer my humble Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of the Guardian of Devotion, Om Vishnupad Ashtatara Shata Shri Srimad Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, and his divine servitor, Om Vishnupad Ashtatara Shata Shri Srimad Bhakti Sunda Govinda Maharaj. Srimach Chaitanya Sarasvata Matavara Udgita Kirti Jaya Shring Vibrat Sambhati Gangatata Nikata Nabadipa Koladri Raje Yatrashi Gora Sarasvata Mata Nirata Gora Gata Grinanti Srimad Rupanuga Sri Kritamati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasha. Translation. In the holy abode of transcendental touchstone, Sri Navadip Dham, the selfsame Sri Vrindavan, in the land of Kaladip, whose inner identity is the king of mountains, Sri Govardhan. Near the charming shores of the holy river Bhagirathi, who delivers all the fallen souls, stands that grand and glorious king of all temples, Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math. In that beautiful retreat, the surrendered devotees, whose lives are the message of Sri Gaura, are eternally absorbed in the loving service of the Divine Master, the Golden Lord Gauranga, and the loving Lord Sri Govinda Sundar, with his consort Srimati Gandhava, accompanied by all their beloved associates. With hearts always filled with good hope to attain the grace of the Lord, following faithfully in the line of Sri Sri Rupa and Raghunath, the storekeepers of the unlimited treasure of pure, sweet love divine, those surrendered souls ever sing the unending glories of the transcendental name and qualities of the most magnanimous, original Supreme Lord, Sri Sri Gauranga Sundar. Indeed, the hearts of all beings, moving and still, marvel in the glory of Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math as they take shelter in the soothing, affectionate shade of the victory flag that flies aloft and sings wholeheartedly to the world the ever-expanding renown of Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math. Bearing that banner of all transcendental benedictions, Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math ever shines resplendent in all its divine magnificence. Naumi Sri Guru Padabjang Yatira Jeshvareshvaram Sri Bhakti Rakshakam Srila Sridhara Swaminang Sada Sudir Gonnatha Deep Tangang Supibya Vapushang Parang Tridanda Tulasi Mala Gopichandana Bhushitam Achintya Pratibhas Nigdhang Dibya Jnana Prabhakarang Vedadi Sava Shastranang Sammanjasya Vidhayakam Gauriya Charja Ratnanam Ujvalang Ratnakaustubhang Sri Chaitanya Mahapremon Matalinang Shiromanim Gayatriyata Viniryasam Gita Gurhata Gauravam Stotra Ratnari Sangridhang Prapanna Jivanamritam Apurva Granta Sambharang Bhaktanang Hrid Rasayanang Kripaya Yena Dattang Tang Naumi Karunya Sundaram Sankirtana Maharasa Rasabdesh Chandramanibhang Sanghati Vitarang Vishve Gora Krishna Ganahai Saha Dhamani Sri Nabadipe Gupta Govardhane Shubhe Vishva Vishrute Chaitanya Sarasvata Matottamam Stapayitva Gurun Gaura Radha Govinda Vigrahan Prakashayati Chatmanang Seva Sangsiddhi Vigraha Gaura Sri Rupa Siddhanta Dibya Dhara Dharang Gurum Sri Bhakti Rakshakam Devang Sridharang Pranamamyaham Shradhaya Yaha Patennityang Pranati Dashakang Muda Vishate Raga Margeshu Tasya Bhakta Prasadataha Dinadhamasya Tridandi Bhikshu Sri Bhakti Sundara Govindasya. Thus ends the reading of Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion, Volume 4, by Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, published from Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math, Navadvip.